This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Here with the co-pilot of my dreams, aww, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Fabulous day.
But today, I asked a personal friend if he would extend his extensive knowledge, and he is in the house today. He has the finger on the pulse of fashion. And fun fact, from kindergarten to 12th grade, you know, he didn't miss one day of school.
Of course.
He also doesn't miss a single fashion event, and that's what I'm talking about. There's that school ethic. It's Derek Blasberg!
Hi, Derek! Happy you're here.
Now, you are, if you look at every event in fashion, from the CFDA to the Met Gala to, you know, pop culture, whether it's a Paris Hilton wedding or the Innovators Award, which is so important. You're also an award-winning journalist. You write the cover stories for important magazines. You've traveled the world. You're in and fly on the wall, yet reporting about everything. You head up fashion on YouTube.
This is the best introduction
I know,
I've ever
right?
had in my
well,
entire
life. Well, it's like
life.
You've been dorking out that you're coming.
If you want to buy in, Derek Blasberg is the man that everyone in this industry trusts. It's business, it's personal, and it's like you can really trust what you are saying. You know, your CV is impeccable. And let's hit the headlines with that. First up, an actual fashion emergency took place on a red carpet because it had to be shut down. Timothée Chalamet is just way too hot. Variety reports that the Milan premiere of Bones and All, Timothée's latest movie, drew such an enormous crowd that police had to shut it down, saying it was a public hazard.
Wow.
People are cray-cray for the Chalamet. Derek, are you cray-cray for the Chalamet?
I am cray-cray for Chalamet, not so much that I would start a stampede in a Milan movie premiere.
What is it about that Timothée Chalamet that we're obsessed with? I mean, I want his jawline. That'd be nice, right? He's so gorgeous.
But as, like, the head of all things fashion, is he the first guy also to come on the scene mm-hmm. and create Beatlemania and, like, change the sort of perception of we're always looking at the women on the red carpet? Like, men's fashion has been more consistent, I'll say it to be polite. He is the first person, and it was a man, who came in and went, I'm gonna change all of this.
Well, yeah. I mean, the real crime against fashion here is that since there was no red carpet, we didn't even get to see what he wore to that premiere. Mm-hmm. So, like, we'll never know what sort of daring, gender-bending, provocative, sexy Chalamet ensemble was scheduled for Milan. We'll never know, Drew. This is crimes against fashion.
And it's like he and Harry Styles, I feel like, have changed the conversations about fashion.
Absolutely.
Like, women just ran it for so long, and it's so exciting to see men become the trendsetters.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been so bored by Men's Warehouse on every red carpet, right? Like, a go cute, another black suit. And Harry Styles is the perfect other name I was going to throw out there. Men are doing something exciting with fashion again, and we have missed it. Thank you so much. Remember Elton John used to do that back in the day?
Elton John!
Hello. Bring it back.
I'll join the stampede for Chalamet.
Good. We'll be right there with you, front line.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, next up, this is interesting. A new survey from the UK finds young people hate fast fashion, but are having a hard time giving it up. You know what fast fashion is, right? It's the stuff that's cute, costs nothing, and it's not great for the planet.
Yeah.
PhysOrg reports Sheffield Business School surveyed Gen Z students and found that 63% are worried about the social implications of fast fashion. And 47% worry it's unsustainable. And yet 9 out of 10 admit they still buy it at least once a month, all right? So what do we do? Is there any fast fashion that's okay for us to be buying? What's the best option for us?
Well, I think especially if you're a young person, this complex discussion can be super confusing. Because if you are a teenager or your early 20s, you still have that rush of buying something new, and you're not going to sacrifice that to, you know, wear something that you've had in your closet for a long time. What's more exciting is that this conversation is even being had.
Yeah.
When I was young, I wanted to wear something that no one had ever had before, never seen before, and I never even had that thought, what's the impact of fashion on the environment?
Mm-mm.
So there's, of course, a lot of brands that are trying now to catch up with this conversation. There are brands like Everlane, a San Francisco-based fashion brand that's focused on radical transparency. But even brands that have been around for longer, Levi's, Adidas. Levi's wants to use completely organic cotton in all of their jeans by 2025. Adidas has pledged to use no virgin plastic, which means no new plastic. They're going to use recycled plastic by 2024. So it's incredible to see a lot of these brands at least making strides to lessen their impact on the
environment. Yeah, that's a legacy, right? Making the world a better place, leaving it more beautiful.
Like, do things we never thought possible.
Totally.
All right, well, finally, this fall, there's one actress fulfilling all of our fashion fantasies. Elite Daily reports that Anne Hathaway has been absolutely nailing it with her timeless throwback looks. First, she showed up at the Michael Kors show looking like her old Devil Wears Prada suit.
Love.
Days, by the way, are those the Chanel boots? and then she broke out this oversized Christopher John Rogers blazer, who's one of our favorite designers, and then went retro again with this wide leg number from Nili Lotan. Now, you're friends with Anne. Have you gotten any insight into her fashion renaissance? She's looking really great. What is in her water right now? She is crushing it.
I was actually at that Michael Kors show where she re-debuted.
Mm-hmm.
Throwback. Mm-hmm. What are the kids saying?
The Chanel boots.
Yes, exactly.
My favorite line.
Wait, we also know this. Fun fact.
Yes, tell me.
So, at the screening of The Devil Wears Prada, do you know what designer Anna Wintour wore?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Prada?
She wore Prada.
God bless her. Oh, my God. Thank you for that.
Gorgeous.
I did not know that, but of course she did.
So I think when Annie...
That's such a bold move. I love that.
I see you.
Yeah, I see you.
I think when Annie wore that outfit to the Michael Kors show, she had said that she had planned to wear something else. So she changed at the last minute. And then someone threw her hair in a ponytail, and she sort of acknowledged to herself, oh, I kind of look like that character. I wonder if anyone will notice. Of course, the internet was built to call people out on stuff like that.
Yes.
Everyone noticed, but I thought she looked incredible.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, we're here for it. And Derek Blasberg, I cannot thank you enough. After the break, Jessica Biel is here, and when she was just a wee baby of a day old, she attended her first sporting event. Where did baby Biel go? Derek, will you come back and
yes,
give us
anytime.
More fashion
your and family here?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
I'll be
you.
Mad.
I so much. We'll be right back.
We all look so good together.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I am just such an uber fan of, girl-wise, mom-wise, just everything-wise. Fun fact, the day after our next guest was born, her parents took her to a dog sled race in Minnesota. Mush, Huskies, mush! I love this. Please welcome Jessica Biel!
Big deal.
I freak out about it all the time.
This is amazing.
All right, so I love Mush Huskies Mush, and you mushed on your first day out in the world. This says a lot about you.
You know, it does, I think. I mean, you can come and visit me in Montana, and you can mush all you want.
I will mush all day long with you.
Come on, let's go.
Everybody, like, loves you and admires you, and you're such a cool person. You also have an amazing work ethic. But then you're, like, also so cool, and you're, like, out with your husband in costumes, and you seem so fun. That's the kind of girl we all love, you know?
Oh, man.
The get or done.
Thank you, guys.
The business. The creativity.
I'm just taking the cup from the bag I have in my room. It says, be silly. That's your advice. I think that's...
I was listening.
You guys were talking. Yes, yes.
I wrote the back of this cup. It's true.
And one of these says, be silly, and then kick some butt. So I'm just taking your advice, trying to take your advice.
And you do both.
You know, it's, like you said, it's not easy sort of balancing your whole life, trying to be around your kids and spend time with your partners and friends and time for yourself and then also your career. It's so hard.
How do you do it?
I don't think I've done it well necessarily yet. I feel like I'm constantly being pulled in a million directions. And I think I do that thing where I'm like, it's all great. And inside is like a crazy turmoil of ocean waves crashing and I'm freaking out about trying to figure it all out. So the best advice, one of the best pieces of parenting advice I've
what
ever
is
gotten
it?
Was you cannot do both at the same time. When you're wrestling on the floor, you're wrestling on the floor. Don't answer the phone. Don't look at a work thing. Don't text somebody. Don't do any of it. You are wrestling on the floor. That's what we do in my household.
That's a lot of wrestling. That tracks with your, like...
with the mush-mush.
With your mush-mush, cool gym lifestyle and your sporty ways and...
I had no choice. My parents threw me negative 40 degrees at day one. What was I supposed to do? Adapt.
Yeah, my mom took me to an audition, and that's why I ended up a couch potato, but loves working. I don't know. Like, there was no
tracks.
There was no physical game in my family. Like, none.
At all.
It influenced your kids to move their bodies is definitely...
There's nothing but... If you did not move in my family, you did not survive.
See,
like, it just didn't happen. You had to get up, and you had to go. Mush, mush.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I have other skill sets, but I've realized how important it is to keep my kids healthy.
Yes.
Which actually is a good transition. I want to talk about the company you co-founded, Kinder Farms, and our team has actually teamed up with them. So will you please tell us about the company?
Absolutely. So Kinder Farms is a company I co-created with my partner, Jeremy, and it's really all about... effective, real medicine, trusted medicine, with none of the artificial extra crap that doesn't need to be in there. Kinder ingredients, clean ingredients, with effective, trusted medicine, that's what this company is about. You look on the box and it's going to say the 5 ingredients, 5 to 7 ingredients, that's it. And you can pronounce it all, you know, purified water, organic agave syrup, and then the actual effective medicine that's in all the other stuff too. And it's a really simple idea, but I go to the pharmacy aisle, you know, when I went there a few years ago and before this company became into the world, I couldn't read the labels on anything.
Thank you for doing this.
It's like we're all gonna benefit. You check every box, business, professional, you know, you do it all with like flair and fun. I love learning new facts. So I'm wondering if after the break, we could play a fun game to test my Jessica knowledge. I don't know any of the answers. Could I guess questions to true or false with you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm excited because I hope I don't get it wrong, but I'm also like playing very truthfully. Here's a little teaser. What play was Jessica a part of when she was 9 years old, Cinderella or Annie? We'll come right back with the answer to that. I want to say it's the candy wig that you're wearing as Annie.
As Annie.
Yeah, that's what I picture.
It kind of crosses over.
Right? I was like, that's...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
To Jessica Biel, who I was just girl talking with in the break. And before the break, we asked Jessica which play she was a part of as a kid, Cinderella or Annie. Jessica, what is the right answer?
Annie.
Oh, I was gonna say, please say Annie.
Annie! This was my dream had come true.
What role were you?
Annie.
Yeah, of course you were Annie. Of course.
And I said you could have worn the wig you wore in Candy.
Yeah. One of
the best performances of the year and very well accoladed. All right, we're going to keep playing the game. I don't know any of the answers. Ross, take it away. I'm very excited.
Okay, well, here's how the game works.
I really want to get this right.
Yeah, I want you to get it right, too. I'm going to take you through 3 stations, and each station has 2 items. One item tells a true story about Jessica, and the other is fake. Whichever you think is true, you'll say is the real Biel. Got it?
Okay.
And then, Jessica, after Drew guesses, you will reveal which is correct.
Okay.
And if Drew gets any of them wrong, you're gonna have to do this workout challenge from Jessica's Instagram. That's Jessica.
By the way, I can corroborate. This is what they look like in the gym.
It's so
like,
nerdy.
But it's so
cute.
Hot.
Is it? I don't know. I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing stuff.
No, it's cute.
No, you guys are fit and like ready to go.
I know. You know
That's not what any relationship I've ever looked like looks like.
Well, if you get them wrong, I'll do the workout with you, all right?
Okay,
so we'll look like that together.
I'll do it.
You'll do it too?
Okay, great.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. So let's get started. First up, which is an item that Jessica loves to collect? Does she collect do not disturb signs from hotels around the country? Or does she collect vintage glasses without the lenses?
I have a very strong sense that it is the do not disturbs.
Okay, let's lock in on do not disturb signs. Jessica, is Drew correct?
Okay,
I took
next?
These ones from the thing. All right, next up, which item did Jessica and her brother try to sell to all the neighborhood kids? Was it rocks covered in glitter that they claimed are from outer space? Or was it spa water, aka bathtub water, mixed with a variety of shampoos and soaps? Drew, which one is the real Biel?
I'm gonna go with spa water.
Okay, Jessica, is she correct?
Correct.
Oh, yes.
God, that's very good.
She got one. You were selling spa water to neighbors?
We called it spa water. Uh-huh. It was, I'm in the bathtub with my brother, pouring soap and shampoo and conditioner, and we're scooping it into bottles and going around the neighborhood with a wagon.
At an early age, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
See?
Well done. You made some cash.
Entrepreneurial.
All right, last up, walk down here, if you will. We want to know, Drew, how did Jessica decorate her Christmas tree as a kid? Did she use detached Barbie doll heads? Or did she use creepy sock puppets?
I'm going to go with dolls.
I really hope you're right, because that's so weird. I really hope it's right. Jessica Biel?
Yes!
Yes! I love it!
Twisted.
It out. It's so twisted.
Well, here, I think the thinking, okay. The thinking behind it, when I, look how cool they look with the lights coming through.
I have to tell you.
I just tried it 1 year and I was like, this is the new thing. My mother was like, okay.
I think you're a genius.
You came up with this?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And look how Barbie, she's so thrilled, she's glowing. She's just so happy. But Drew, that we did get one wrong, and you know what that means.
Work out.
Time to hit the floor. How do we do this?
Okay,
show me what to do. I really don't know.
All we have to do is get in a plank.
Okay.
And then we're just gonna go like this with our arms.
Okay.
It's just a core shoulder workout.
We can really do this. Okay.
Okay.
Go. We got this.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, left, and then back.
Oh.
Right, left, back, back.
All right, I'm into this.
You can do this.
I can do it.
We're doing it.
Jessica, we're doing it. Jessica, hire your man is available. Major retail is nationwide. If you want to live the life.
You're so strong.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Welcome back. It's time for In a Minute. Today we have a little extra news story that we just had to talk about.
We did. This grandma has become our latest obsession. Meet Kamiko Nishimoto, a 94-year-old Japanese photographer going viral for her Photoshop skills.
Kamiko was 72 when she first joined a beginner's photography class. Mm. So apparently she was a natural, and now she's making people laugh with her edited photos.
These are so funny. She's showing it's never too late to learn a brand new skill and bring a smile to people's faces. We laughed so hard when we saw some of these photos.
I am obsessed with this woman.
And it made me think, like, what would you try if you could try something brand new and just give it a go?
I don't think I would know. I'm not very tech savvy or computer literate. So you just have my heart. Thank you so much for putting this stuff out there into the world. Go to our Instagram and TikTok to learn more about her. And please, would you ever consider collabing? I'd love to see what you do with me and Ross, if like you would ever take us on.
Have fun with us. We love you.
Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.